Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Don't get so overtaxed filing your taxes that you get taken by con artists. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The internet's a wonderful thing, but it is also a lot of room for lots of con artists to find victims. When the internet comes together with the intimidation factor lots of honest people feel about the IRS, consumers beware. There's an official-looking email that makes the rounds during tax filing season every year. It tells you that a review of a previously filed return shows a discrepancy, which you can either protest or pay the difference. The alleged difference is typically less than $100. Many people are afraid to argue. After all, it is the IRS, so they think. So they just pony up and write the check. In another version of this scam, victims are told the discrepancy qualifies them for a small refund if they provide certain personal information. What would you do? Well, here's what the scammers do. They cash all those checks they receive, and the bonus is they now have a little more personal information about you, like your full name, address, account number, and whatever other personal information you provide to get your discrepancy refund. They use all that to begin to steal your identity. Identity theft is the fastest growing white collar crime these days in America. It costs good people their good names and can take years from which to recover. Don't fall victim to this phony internet scam. The real U.S. Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, never contacts you by email communiques, only by mail or telephone. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.